Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 162 for October 3rd, 2006, the Sanyo Exacti HD 1A. And now, get ready for Dick!
Hey, Dick DiBartolo, the GizWiz, one of my favorite days of the week. It's Turn the Table Tuesday, the day we pray that Leo is going to come up with something that we all hate. Every week they go, when are you going to give it to Leo? So what turkey have you come up with today?
I think this is such a turkey when I tell you about it. You've seen these before. I know you have. I poo-pooed the whole category for a long time, thinking it's just not ready for prime time. And I think I have to finally eat my words. I think it finally is ready for prime time. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about
placemats,
ladies and gentlemen, bibs and dustbusters. No, I'm talking about solid state camcorders. You know, recording not on tape, not on a hard drive, but to flash memory.
Yeah.
And we've seen them before, you know, these MPEG-4 recorders. And usually the video is pretty darn horrible.
Awful.
Horrible, yeah. horrible.
Right. And they have like, and you can shoot a full 10 minutes of video.
Yeah, right. Well, they may not have licked that problem exactly. I'm talking about, now there are a couple of companies that make these. There's the Averio from JVC, which I think you've talked about. I like the Averio.
The Averio is, I think it's up to 30 gigabytes. And the thing that always astounds me about the Averio, and perhaps others do it too, is the built-in accelerometer.
So it knows.
It knows. And help! I know I'm being dropped. I mean, by the time it says that, you would think it's all over.
Yeah, but really.
Evidently, it can go park its hard drive. Go park your hard drive.
Well, and that's how they got the capacity.
And you know what? I had one of those, and it broke. And I said, why did it break? And the hard drive said, I couldn't find a place to park.
Well, it's Manhattan. What do you want?
It's Manhattan. Yeah, that's why. Yeah. That's why the JVC warranty, it doesn't
include that.
It doesn't include Manhattan.
No Manhattan. No Manhattan parking. And then who else? There's some others. Panasonic, I think, makes. Well, there are a couple others that make them. But Sanyo has been making this Exacti for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been looking at the Exacti.
I saw that at CES.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun pistol grip almost camera. They do stills and do high def. And I think finally, you know, I played with them and played with them. And I think the newest one is actually good, really good video quality. I'm very impressed. 5.1 megapixel still camera. Now, I have to say, the still camera is still not as good as other point-and-shoot compact 5 megapixels. I mean, you know, my Nikon D70 is only 6 megapixels, but it's a lot better quality. I think that's because it's just hard to do a video and still camera in the same package.
Right.
This also has high-def video, and that's where I'm really blown away. It's 16:9 wide. It's 720p, so it's true high def.
Holy cow!
Yeah, and you know, I mean, now they have to compress it a lot because you're putting it onto an SD card, and it'll support up to 4 gigabyte SD cards. The new 4 gig cards work, but right. I got a 2 gig. On a 2 gig, you get half an hour. But see,
that's decent.
I think it's fine because a 2 gig card is only about $40 now. So you could have 3 or 4. I mean, it's not like you couldn't. And if you have a computer, this is a great idea because it's so easy to pull the data off with a card reader, or even it comes with a USB, it comes with a dock that you charge it and has a USB cable. And it's very easy to get this stuff onto your computer for editing. And now I did it. I took a lot of HD video of my kids, a lot of motion. And the color is beautiful. It's a very crisp picture. You can see what we call digital artifacting from the compression. It has to compress it pretty heavily to get half an hour on 2 gigabytes.
Right.
However, I have to say, it's good looking. It's a lot better than our old analog camcorders. I would say it's pretty close to DV quality, and it's high def.
Yeah. And you know what? As I recall from CES, this is a relatively small little unit.
Oh, it's tiny. Yeah. I mean, it fits in the palm of your hand. It has a 2.2-inch LCD, OLED LCD. So it's a very, very nice-looking, very bright LCD. Let me see what the weight is. I see if they have a...
And Leo, does it have different compression
it does.
Settings, like if you want an economy?
You don't have to shoot high def. In fact, you can shoot what they call web video. And here's one of the neat things. If you're
web video, you probably get like 10 hours.
Yeah,
right?
Really. If you're a video podcaster, it'll shoot in a format that is immediately compatible with the iPod for video. So it's a...
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's a 320 by 240. They call it Web SHQ, super high quality video mode. And it's it would make it really, really easy for you to do a video for the internet.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think, you know, the market for this is people who want some quick casual video. They want to carry one item in their pocket. It's not much bigger than a compact still camera, but it does video and stills.
The cost?
Well, this is the thing. It's $699 list.
Boy, that's not bad.
So the Averios were thousands.
I think 1,200.
Over 1,000. Okay.
Yeah, over 1,000.
This is comparable to a good quality compact still camera. And it also has 30 frame a second, but also has 60 frame a second at 640 by 480, which is good for action. You get a lot of frames. It has built-in image stabilization for either the stills or the video. It talks to you, which is kind of fun. It'll say camera mode, standby mode, charged up. It's kind of neat that it talks to you like that.
Speed up the action. See,
you're really shaky.
Right. This is very boring.
Yeah, stop.
Is that woman your wife?
Sounds like my wife. I want to get in an argument with her. It also, I said it has a dock that it charges in the dock, and the battery life is good. I ran it for 5 days solid without charging. And was
that
very
must be one boring movie.
Well, I'll tell you, you just saw everything that happened in the household. Let me tell you, I just really think that this is now. Again, you should try it, and you know what I should do, and I think I will do is I'll post some sample video on the page in full quality so you can download it if you really want to see what it looks like.
Oh, hey, bring it. You know, I'm coming to Canada.
I'm bringing it to Canada.
Week. And we'll do something silly, like a silly little
one-minute
thing, and we'll post it.
We'll do a skit.
We'll do a skit. A death of a salesman.
I'm so tired. I give up. That's it. It'll be the short version.
It'll be the very, very short version.
Made for TV version. Now, there is the HD1, and this is the new HD1A, which just came out. Everybody, you know, I carry it around. Everybody wants, you know, it's a grabber. It's one of those grabber gadgets where everybody says, let me see it. Let me try that. In fact, I was at a bar about 4 nights ago with my wife and some friends. And another couple came over, good friends of ours. And he said, his name is David. He said, let me see that. He's English. And I didn't see it for 4 days after that.
Really?
I said, David, you can have it till the battery dies. And it didn't. The problem is the battery just goes on and on and on. So I didn't give him the charger, though. That's my suggestion.
That's a very clever thing to do.
Don't give them the charger.
That's very clever.
Let's see. What else can I tell you about? I don't have the exact weight, but it's very light. It's like about a compact camera. A couple of things I'm not crazy about. The still images are still not quite as good as a comparable still camera.
Well, I think the still images should be still.
They should. They're stock still. What else? Let's see. I mentioned
it's $699.
That's list. So you could probably get it for $600, although this just came out.
If it just came out, it's going to stay up there.
Wait a little while. I think a couple of breakthroughs here in this product. One is they're doing very high-end compression very rapidly. And as the compression has improved, they're able to do better and better quality. It's funny because when you first see it, it's very crisp. It has there's a almost a hyper real look to it, which is actually introduced by the compression. Once you get used to it, you go once you know what you're looking at, you go that's not natural. But it looks when you first see it, you go wow, that's jumping out at me. It is very high def. I'm very impressed with that they've done. I think we are really close now. And I'll be honest with you. when this goes back to Sanyo, I'm buying one because I can't live without it.
Yeah. And Leo, battery life? Did you get to
long battery life?
How long did you say?
Well, you know, I because it's a dock, I just bring it home, put it in the dock.
Oh,
at
gotcha,
night.
Gotcha.
But when I gave it to David, he had it for 5 days before he brought it back, and it still was more than 80% charged. So, and he shot a lot of video. He filled the card up. So I would say you could probably shoot for an hour or two without recharging.
Yeah, that sounds really nice.
Oh, I didn't mention 10x zoom. That's really good optical zoom, so you can get really in there. This is a good little spy cam, actually.
Well, once again, you've disappointed me.
Sorry,
by coming
Dick.
Up with something that sounds
sorry.
Really decent.
It's a
and
pretty,
I'm a little.
It's a pretty good. Product.
I'm just a little tired of you.
I'm sorry.
Of you coming up with nice stuff.
Wait till next week because I think the electric paperclip is not going to be a big hit. I'm just guessing here.
Where did you find that?
Oh no, you weren't going to do it, were you? Anyway, that's my gadget on Turn the Table Tuesday. The Sanyo Exacti HD 1A for $699. And I would try before you buy to make sure it'll fit your needs. But I tell you, for video podcasters, anybody who just wants a very lightweight, easy to carry tool that gets the job done, this is a great product, I think.
I think it's great, too. Now, are we sponsor free?
Yes, I'm sorry to say we are.
Okay.
Sorry to disappoint you.
There'll be some person. You know, it's very funny. I once heard the story about Jackie Gleason that when he moved the show to Florida, he was so nervous about his opening show. You know, they moved the whole. He left
from
Florida.
Miami Beach.
Yes, exactly.
It's
Johnny Olsen. Johnny Olsen.
Jackie Gleason show with Art Carney.
Yes,
as Crazy Guggenheim. I love that show.
Boy, well, this was written by a writer, and they got all great, great reviews, and Jackie Gleason was on just thrilled, and then his wife found a dreadful review, and of all places, a penny saver. You know what the penny savers are?
No.
Penny savers are those cheap little magazines they give away.
The giveaways, yeah.
In the supermarket.
Oh, no.
You know, and they call it a penny saver because there's usually coupons in there.
No.
And it put Jackie Gleason into a terrible mood. And the reason I bring it up, Leah, we get hundreds of letters a week about how they love the podcast. Well, I got one this week that since we started doing the commercials, we sound like shysters.
we didn't before? I thought we always sounded like shysters.
Oh, well, yeah, but I didn't think anybody had proof. That's like they caught it.
Well, yeah, we're selling something. See, people have this kind of interesting notion that we are doing this because we love it. And we just do it for free and we don't care and we're just doing it. And I think that there is a certain small percentage of people who mostly people I think who probably don't work for a living, who think that, you know, we should just be giving this away.
Yeah.
Well, we do give it away. It's free to you.
Yeah. We did the first 100 free. As I said on another podcast, between traveling to trade shows and stuff, if I made $500 a week doing the podcast, then I'd only be out $100
a
week.
Right.
You know?
No, I think that's
anyway.
We love what we do. We do it for fun. I mean, there's a reason people feel that way is because we enjoy it, obviously.
Yeah. No,
but we'd like to make a living at it. We'd like to. And so. But anyway, they're gone now, so...
They're gone, yeah, okay, so...
We're no longer shysters.
But, okay.
But believe me, when we can get them back, we're gonna.
I know, so, right. And Leo's so upset about it, he can't even talk.
You know, really, the original hope was that everybody would pay, donate for this. And they have been very generous, but not enough to pay you. So I want to pay you. It's all for Dick.
You heard that.
This is
going to be the first podcast I'm going to record.
Well, you know what? They're all recorded.
These are...
Yes.
Where is it?
They're online, every one of them.
And where do you find the internet?
Well, I think it's on your computer now.
Oh, great.
That's right.
Okay.
They have the internet on computers now.
There's a reason for me to get a computer.
Yes.
At last. Now.
He's a giz whiz, but he doesn't have a computer. That's not true. You have more. I don't know how you have room for a computer in there.
Yeah. God. I'm sitting looking at three monitors right now.
Are you? So. Oh, I'm only looking at two, so you got me beat.
Okay.
So that letter, would you want to reveal the identity of that horrid person?
You know what? Guess what?
What?
I am doing it as Back to the Warehouse Friday because I was looking
doing
for
what?
A shot of it. I'm doing the What the Heck Is It from September.
Ah.
As Friday Back to the Warehouse.
So yeah. We better not tell anybody what it was.
Not just yet. Not just yet.
Be surprised.
Yeah. Okay, because it's Wednesday already, isn't it? Or is it what?
Tuesday. Don't get your hopes up, dude. Okay. All of a sudden, now that there's no ads, he says, when can we get this thing over with?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So thank you, Dick, for a wonderful... Nothing.
Turn the table Tuesday. Right. Okay. I'm running the show. It's Tuesday. I forgot. Shut up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Gladly.
So Leo will not say another word until next Tuesday.
Not a thing. Mm-mm. Don't try and make me. Go ahead. Try and make me say something. I won't say a thing.
Wow.
Just try and make me say something.
He's a man of his word. All right.
Words. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, should we do a Mad Minute?
Absolutely.
I figured out, by the way, I hope you enjoyed last week's Mad Minute because we figured out a way to make them even quieter. Now Dick is almost soothing.
Hi, this is
Dick. You know, I turned it down even more.
Oh, okay.
No, but it's funny how perceived level and real level are different. And so I did I had a very nice email exchange with a sound engineer.
I wonder if it's the same one.
It probably
that I'm
is.
Frantically looking for
it
now.
It probably is. And he said, right. You know what? Because it's heavily compressed and it's all mid-range. He said, you know, a little EQ and maybe an expander. Put an expander on that thing, and it'll sound better. And I did a little gentle expansion, a little EQ, a little feathering. I did a little touch-up, some streaking, a little ash blonde in the tie lights, and boy, it sounds good now.
Wow.
She's a beaut.
I'm excited.
It's the Mad Minute. We'll see you tomorrow, Dick.
Okay, I'll be here.
D-A-I-L-Y. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.